Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor. The Lancaster County Report, the best county in the best state, the Keystone State. Jim McTague is here to help us with Lancaster County at Christmas time, before and after, and also general observations. He was many years at the Washington editor of Barron's Magazine. He's now a novelist in Lancaster, reflecting on the market at year's end. The market is up if you're one of the 7. It's sideways to negative if you're one of the 493. Is that a good thing, Jim? In terms of a narrow market, you don't get much more narrow than that. Good evening to you.
Oh, good evening, John. It's great for the day traders. That seems to be the new national sport, and it's probably the fastest way to get rich quick other than become a TikTok influencer. So this kind of narrow market is wonderful for day traders, sort of, because it's also wonderful for the quants who use ultra-fast trading machines. And at the end of the day, the human day traders kind of get their heads handed to them. But for the rest of us, this is kind of a market just to sit tight, don't add on to your holdings, but don't panic and sell at this point.
Market is pleased with its year because it found a marketing tool called artificial intelligence. What I like about AI is that there's no demonstration it's going to make you money. What I also like about AI is that the date that you can demonstrate it's a profitable investment is indefinite. Do you like it for the same reason, Jim? You can buy it as much as you want and it'll never fail?
I love AI. It's become my lackey, my research assistant. I'll tell you who loses out. Companies like Consumer Reports, because when I go on AI and say, hey, I have to buy such and such a product, which is the most reliable, best one in the world, the answer comes up and it's always based on something Consumer Reports has. So they're being robbed. A lot of publications are being robbed for their information. But from my perspective, it's made me extremely more productive. And it's made reading a lot more fun. Because when I'm reading a book now, and there's a word or an event or a place that I'm unfamiliar with, I have an instant footnote. I go onto AI, and it tells me what the place is. It can show me an aerial picture of it. So I think intellectually, it's really enriched my reading life. And I assume that our listeners have had the same experience.
I mentioned, not negatively, but I mentioned that my AI, which is Claude, argues with me about grammar. Does yours?
Well, I have two editing programs that I use because I'm a horrible typist. Grammarly is free, and I have a subscription to Pro Writing Aid. And they argue with me, but they actually make me a better writer because they'll flag I have a bad habit of using the same word repeatedly. They'll flag that. And so it makes you a better writer because you become conscious of that. So I encouraged teachers to allow their students not to use these grammar programs to rewrite their work, but to use the grammar programs to help them correct and polish their work. And like a teacher, they will make these children better writers.
Now, I'm going to complain about this Claude being fussy, a bit of a Karen. I'll read you two examples. I write about a book that I'm interviewing. Good evening. The show begins in the Roman Republic, celebrating the wives, daughters, lovers, and mothers of well-known heroes, women who contributed mightily to Rome's success. That's my version. This is what AI considers corrected. Good evening. The show begins in the Roman Republic to celebrate the wives, daughters, lovers, and mothers of the well-known heroes who contributed mightily to the success of Rome. There's no change whatsoever, except for I put in a 1M dash at the end, and it took it out. Now, Jim, what is that about?
Well, you know, the problem with AI writing is that it's inside the box. It's the homogenization process used by the publishing industry. So it's publishing house literature. So if you're an original writer or if you have a unique style, it hates that. It wants you to be the type of a pulp writer that will sell books at the drugstore.
So taking a 1M dash out satisfies the Karen in Claude. I understand. Other days, it uses words that I've never in my life used. Now, I know it's wrong for me to assume that it knows my entire writing, but I have written several hundred thousand words of fiction, and I don't know how many nonfiction. I've never in my life used the word contextualize. Have you ever used that word?
No, but I've heard it in conversations with academics who don't know what they're talking about. You know, there's people fluent in jargon who really don't understand what they're talking about.
Claude, where does he get, or if it's a he, get a hold of? It wasn't just contextualize. It was contextualizing in a sentence, making it into a gerund.
He's got a degree in English from one of the Ivy Leagues, obviously.
I felt immediately confused, and it was my sentence. All right, fine. They're working on it, right, Jim? It'll improve. Now, AI sells the Magnificent Seven. It doesn't sell the S&P 493. Is that going to change in 25, or are we looking at peak AI?
We're looking at peak market, that's for sure. Peak AI, we're not close to it. I expect to see radical improvements in the year ahead. But that's just a guess based on what I'm reading from the scientists. In terms of the market, I expect a correction as deep as 30%. The super bears are calling 15%. I think that's just too optimistic because I see too much uncertainty in the market because of new policies being put in place. I see states and local governments starved for taxes. My God, Mega Millions is raising its ticket price from $2 to $5 in April. That's 150%. That's run by the states. So it shows you how greedily they are searching for money at this point. So all these tax increases at the state and local level, plus confusion in Washington, will shut down the economy.
I'll come to my predictions, which are not mine. I just read them at the end of our conversation because we're going to Lancaster now. Shopping, foot traffic, and exuberance in the restaurants. What is your report before and after Christmas?
You know, economically, Lancaster is a mirror of the country because our economy is so diverse. It's Trump country, too. So what I see before Christmas, I saw people have spring in their step, their animal spirits return, heavy shopping. After Christmas, it's really busy today. Steady business. I went to Costco at opening. They had a line around the building. At 11 o'clock, it was empty. At noon, a whole new rush came in. The economy is still going gangbuster. The consumer is not exhausted yet.
Not exhausted yet. Did you see big items? You know, we're always looking for those 25-inch television screens. Did you see those in the carts, or was it food?
No, it's a smaller item. So pre-Christmas, they were filling the carts. They're back to the pre-Christmas season, just shopping for a few items of sustenance. So Costco is making money with multiple visits and small purchases. I didn't see many big purchases except at their tire installation center where they had four cars in the bay and they had eight cars waiting.
Gasoline prices, are you in the $2 range?
Yes. Well, we're in the low $3 range. I paid $3.07 at a gas station. Costco has it for $2.70-something. You know, Pennsylvania has an 11-cent state gas tax. So $3 a gallon is just wonderful.
And the roads. Did you see your old red Tesla Roadster, anything like it on the road?
No, I see a lot more Teslas on the road. And surprisingly, I'm in an over 55 community. A lot of the geezers here are driving Teslas and other electric cars now. They're early adapters. I think that's a positive sign for the EV market.
Yes, especially for Tesla, which is half the EV sales in China. Turns out the Chinese buy EVs by mandate, but they buy high-end EVs. They don't want low-end. Now we come to Wegmans, the market. Did you see sales in the cheese aisle, in the vegetable aisle, anything marking down food? Because that has been a big complaint of inflation.
No food markdowns. I noticed this. I went to get some bacon. They had duck bacon. They had beef bacon. They had turkey bacon. The pork bacon was completely sold out. This was the day after Christmas, and they hadn't gotten around to restocking it. So I had to go to our local butcher and get expensive bacon from the local butcher.
Expensive bacon more than before, or just you're used to the paying the high price?
More than before, $12 a pound.
That is high.
That's a filet mignon of bacon.
And there's no evidence that the grocery inflation is going to reverse itself. Is that correct?
Correct. No evidence at all. Just retail goods, hard goods, but not food.
One more time on your climate. We've had snow here in southern New England, and it stays on the ground. How is it in Lancaster? You're well south. You might as well be a southern county.
We've had picturesque snowstorms of wet snow or confectionery sugar snow, no deeper than an inch, and it's gone within a few days. It doesn't lay on the highways or the sidewalks. So it's just what was ordered for the holidays. It's wonderful.
Now we come to predictions for 25. I've read these. These are not mine. The first prediction, and I welcome your comments, is deglobalization will accelerate. That means many things to many people, but chiefly I think they're speaking to tariffs. Do you support deglobalization?
Yeah, I do. I have to agree that we've gotten the worst end of the stick because we have the largest, most robust consumer market. So and American companies have been rewarding countries like Vietnam and Mexico with cheap labor at the expense of American workers. So, but the tariff is a tax on a consumer. It always comes around to the consumer. So it has to be done strategically, and it can't be excessive. I'm not sure our politicians can fine-tune a tariff to that degree, and that's why I think we're going to have a recession in 2025.
And deglobalization also includes our European allies. Do you observe that they will follow through and also bring put up some barriers to Chinese dumping?
Yes, I think they appreciate, probably more than we do, that we're at war with China. It's a warm war as opposed to a hot war. It's an economic war. The Europeans also need us to help them, and they need us in NATO to confront Russia. So I think we're going to reach an amicable trade deal with Europe because they can't afford to poke America in the eye. We are still the arsenal for democracy.
And we come to the second prediction for 25, which is inflation is sticky, much, much stickier than anybody is expecting. Do you agree with that?
I do, but I see higher unemployment in 2025. Again, state and local government raise taxes. People have trouble affording housing and cars because of insurance costs and other costs. And half the people who use credit cards carry a balance. I think the wind will come out of their sails in 2025 so that, we'll see reduced spending and that will result in layoffs and that will trigger a recession.
And the Federal Reserve, the Federal Reserve gets a vote here. So does the market. If the inflation is sticky, what that means is that the Federal Reserve will not be lowering rates, will lower slowly, will be ignored, Jerome Powell will be fired. Choose one.
It's hard to say, because if the new president attacks the Federal Reserve, will they dig in their heels and refuse to cut rates? Or will he precipitate an action which he calls the Fed and has installs his own people and lowers interest rates by presidential fiat, in which case we're going to have soaring inflation.
And the third prediction for 25, I'm sure you'll agree with this one. Nobody knows nothing. Do you agree?
I agree. I mean, we can't predict the weather accurately more than a few weeks out. You know, it's great entertainment to watch the financial shows and listen to the experts tell you which way the stock market is going to go. But it's purely entertainment. I wouldn't take any of them seriously, which is why every week I go out to dozens of stores, look in shopping baskets and talk to people. You know, I believe my eyes. I don't believe what I'm hearing on CNBC or Bloomberg or any of those other shows.
Jim McTague, formerly the Washington editor of Barron's, now retired as a novelist in Lancaster County, the best county in the best state, the Keystone State, the state of our birth. This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3-bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort-style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Your night in just got legendary. Get ready to chase the rush, spin, win, and redeem instantly straight to your bank account at legendswithaz.com. With free-to-play slots, blackjack, keno, roulette, and more, experience all the thrills of Vegas without leaving your couch. Legends has it all.
Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Must be 18 plus. Play responsibly. Visit legends.com for full details.
Get in the game now and score a 50% bonus on your first purchase only at legendswithaz.com.
There's nothing like sinking into luxury. At WashableSofas.com, you'll find the Anabe Sofa, which combines ultimate comfort and design at an affordable price. And get this, it's the only sofa that's fully machine washable from top to bottom, starting at only $699. The stain-resistant performance fabric slipcovers and cloud-like frame duvet can go straight into your wash. Perfect for anyone with kids, pets, or anyone who loves an easy-to-clean, spotless sofa. With a modular design and changeable slip covers, you can customize your sofa to fit any space and style. Whether you need a single chair, love seat, or a luxuriously large sectional, Anabe has you covered. Visit WashableSofas.com to upgrade your home. Right now, you can shop up to 60% off store-wide with a 30-day money-back guarantee. Shop now at WashableSofas.com. Add a little to your life. Offers are subject to change and certain restrictions may apply.